There we are. So, could you tell me your name, your address, and date of birth, please?
Rosalind Catton, 28/1/43.
Right, okay. And tell me a little bit about your background, where you were born, your father, your mother, whether they worked, that kind of thing, and if you have any siblings.
Yes, my father was a carpenter. My mother didn't work while we were growing up. I was born in Cwmfelin. And I had two brothers and a sister. One has died.
Oh, I see, yes. So tell me a little bit about your education then. Where did you go to school and, you know, primary and secondary?
I went to Garth Primary School and then I went to the Comprehensive in Llandero. And that was it, basically.
Right. And when did you leave school?
When I was 15.
Was that something you wanted to do, or would you have liked to stay on?
At that time, no. I wanted to leave school, but now I regret it.
Right. Why do you think you wanted to leave at that time?
I think my mother persuaded me a bit that perhaps I should just get a job, you know, and that's what I did.
Yes. So where did you go and work then when you left school?
The first job I had, I worked in a little grocery shop and a corner shop. But they didn't make a go of it and they closed down. So then a friend of my mother's who worked in the factory in Bridgend said that she could probably get me a job and I went there.
So which factory was this?
This was Anglomac, made raincoats.
Right. So did you have to have an interview when you went to the factory?
No, I don't think I did. She arranged it and I just turned up and that was it.
You started work straight away?
Yes.
Did you need to do any training for the job you did?
No, because I was basically in the cutting room, which was separate from the sewing room. We were only about 7 or 8 people working there. And they just showed me what I needed to do, so it wasn't really training.
Did you?
As such.
Right.
Didn't have to do any tests or examinations or anything, you know.
No, but did you train on the job then?
Yes.
Yes. Mm. But they didn't sort of say, well, this is 6 weeks training now.
No.
You just sort of went in and learned, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember anything about the first day you went to the factory?
No, I think I was a bit apprehensive because, well, I was young, I was only 15. And I didn't really know what it was going to be like. But they were very friendly there. And they sort of just mothered me, really, because they were a lot older than me, the rest of the people, because they were trained for cutting with these heavy machines, you know, cutting machines, which we weren't allowed to use, so we were 18.
Right.
If I can remember, because I was just doing, laying up, as they called it, laying all the fabrics up in colours, ready to be cut.
Right. Were you marking them at all, or just laying?
No, I'd lay them all up in the colours. We'd do one size, obviously, at a time, and the pattern would be put on the top layer. And I think probably they were marked with chalk, and then the cutters would cut them out. And then I'd take all the pieces, whatever was needed for that design, and if I remember rightly, I used to tie them up with a little bit of spare fabric. Yeah. With the linings, was done separately, and then they'd go out to the factory floor, where the buttons would be added onto the little bundles, or whatever trim was, on that design.
So did you take them to the machinist?
Yes, I think I used to probably had a little trolley, or what I can remember. It's a long time ago, and then you know, so that was it, as far as I was concerned. Once they were out there, they were out of our control type of thing.
Do you remember how many of you worked in the factory when you started working there?
I should think there was about 20 machinists. It wasn't a huge factory, and as I said, we were about 7 in the cutting room, and there was a lady that was in charge of all the buttons and zips and whatever, all the fancy bits. So
fewer than 100 then?
Oh, so. Yes, I just think so.
Yeah. Was it mainly women? Or was it women and
all
men?
Women.
All women.
All women, as far as I can remember. Don't remember him, only the owners, you know, the manager.
So all the kitters were women as well,
yes.
Were they? Oh, right.
Mm.
Yes. Mm. Right. Do you remember, do you remember what it was like on your first day? You said you were apprehensive, but do you remember what the building was like, that kind of thing, you know? Do you remember walking in there and any smells and sounds?
Yes,
and that kind of...
Yes, there was the big room where the machinists were, and there was our room, which was quite a big room because all the fabric was kept in there as well. And there was a little office, and there wasn't a canteen. It was just a little room. And I remember there was a lady there who just made us tea on lunch, which was just basically beans on toast or something, because the facilities weren't there. It wasn't a proper... Probably now it wouldn't be allowed, you know, health and safety and environment and all that, but no, I can remember that.
So where exactly was the factory?
On the Trading Estate in Bridgend. I can't remember the name of the street.
Right, right, okay. Do you remember how much you were paid when you started?
Oh, no, it wasn't a lot. I think it was about 10 shillings, which you're going back. How many years? 50.
So
it wasn't a lot.
What year was that?
It was about 1958, I think.
So 10 shillings.
Mm.
Did that increase, you know, as you got more experienced? And
probably did, but I don't remember having a lot of money. No.
Did you do the same job all the time you were there?
Yes, that was my job, more or less. Taking and fetching and getting, you know, whatever fabric they needed, I'd get it out.
Right.
Colours and so.
So, what did you do with the money? Did you give it to your...
Mother.
Yeah, to your mother.
Yeah.
And did you have any pocket money then?
Yes. Probably at 5 shillings, I should think. Doesn't seem a lot, though.
So, do you remember what you did with your pocket money? What did you used to do with that?
I probably bought clothes. I didn't go out a lot because I was quite shy when I was young. I used to like reading. I still like reading. So I wasn't a sort of party person. I was quite quiet. Yes. I used to go to youth club and dances on a Saturday. In the town hall.
Yes, in my stead.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But that was it, really.
Right. Were you a machinist yourself? I mean, were you a sewer yourself?
No. No, I can sew now, but no, I wasn't a machinist.
Right. Right.
You might have been, not to be in a certain age, I think, to do that.
Right.
Because of the safety, because they were quite powerful machines.
Yes. So, but... Did you ever get... You said that you weren't allowed on the cutting machine until you were...
I think you had to be 18.
Right. But you didn't go on to do that then?
No.
So you kept on doing this?
No, because... I think they closed down because I went then to a shoe factory.
Right.
Yeah, so that was on the same site.
Well, before we go there, I'll just ask you a few more...
Right.
How did you feel about working in the factory? Was it, you know, the first factory? Did you?
Well, the girls were lovely.
Yeah.
And I knew quite a few of them because they were from my area.
Yes.
And I liked it, but there was always a bit of a stigma about working in a factory. I don't know if you've found this. It was, if it was a factory girl, you would consider to be a bit lower down.
Right. Did you get that from... your neighbours or people?
Yes,
around.
It was things people said, you know, factory girl. Yeah. Yes, there was a bit of snobbery, I suppose, about it.
So how did you feel about it, though?
I didn't mind.
Yeah.
I don't take notice of things like that, really.
No, no. And what about your parents? Were they...
My father didn't like it. No. My father never wanted me to go to factory. But that was the choice I made, so...
But what about your mother then?
I think she was quite happy.
Mm. Yeah. What would your father would your father like you to have done then?
Well, I think because I failed 11 plus by a very small margin,
yeah.
He wanted me to go to grammar school.
Yes.
And he wanted me to have an education.
Yes.
But I didn't pass it, so I did, you know, make the best choice I could then.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, if the comprehensive system had been there then, it would have been very different, wouldn't it? Yeah. You said you knew a few people there. Were they people in school with you, or were they older people?
No, because they were a bit older.
Yeah.
They were more 18, 19.
Right. Were they all older than you then?
Yes, I think they were.
Oh, right. So you were the kind of baby.
I was the youngest, yes.
What about unions? Was it unionised at all, the factory?
Oh, I should think it would have been.
Yeah.
My father was a staunch trade union man, so...
Right.
I think he would have insisted, so, you know.
Yes. Were you a member then?
I can't remember.
No.
I can't remember.
Were there any disputes and things there? Do you remember?
I don't remember any. No, it was quite a happy place to work. And although the owners were Danish, I found them quite nice, you know. Yeah. Two brothers they were.
Right. And what about the conditions there? You said, first of all, we asked conditions. What about lighting and heating? Were they okay?
I think so. I think I would have remembered if they'd been bad.
Yes.
No, I don't remember them.
You don't remember being cold or too hot? Or...
No. Of course, you're on your feet all day, but I need to travel by bus. And those debuts were... Catch the bus at 7 o'clock, I think, and I think we started 7:30. So, I remember rightly.
Right, okay. And was that public transport?
There were buses put on especially for going to the trading estates.
Right.
And they just dropped people off in relevant factories.
Did you have to pay for those buses?
I should assume so, but I can't remember.
Yes. So you'd leave home at 7 to be there by 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have to clock in then?
Yes.
And clock out?
Yes.
And how long was your day? When did you finish?
I should think it'd be 4:30.
Right.
It was quite a long day when you took the travelling, you know.
Yes. And on your feet all day.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What about breaks then? Do you remember what your breaks were?
I think we had a tea break, probably something like 10 minutes, 15 minutes in the morning and afternoon, and a 30 minutes, I think, for lunch. Which was not long, really.
No. Did you, so you didn't have anywhere to go for lunch, did you? Where did you take your lunch?
Well, this lady used to just make us, snacks, it was basically, you know.
And
sandwiches, you could take sandwiches, obviously, and have the tea there.
But you said you didn't have a canteen or a restroom or something?
No, I don't remember a restroom at all.
So did you have to eat in where you were working then?
Well, there was just this small room. Well, they might have taken it in where they were working.
Oh, I see, you did have a separate room to eat then.
Well, it was very small, I can remember the very small room.
Right.
I wasn't, to be honest, I wasn't there that long. I probably a year.
Right.
When I'm thinking about my age now. And then I went to the next one.
I just ask you this. Did you have to wear a uniform or overall?
No, I've got a photograph of what I got on.
Oh, right.
If you want to see that.
Later,
is it?
Yes. Yeah. And, do you think the work was dangerous in any way?
The machines, those cutting machines were dangerous because they were like a jigsaw machine, you know, obviously to go around the patterns. So they did have guards on them, I remember. But I can remember one of the girls having an accident. It wasn't too bad, you know, it wasn't really serious, but she did cut herself on it. And she was the one in charge, really, of that room.
Oh, right.
So yes, it was quite dangerous.
What happened to her when she had the accident?
I can't remember. I know it sounds awful, but I can't.
But it wasn't too bad.
No,
you
no.
didn't lose any.
I can't. No, nothing like that. No.
Yeah. Were you made aware of health and safety issues, that kind of thing? You know, was it?
No, I don't think it was like it is today, is it? A lot different today.
Yes.
We didn't wear any sort of protective clothing or anything. No.
Was it a nice environment to work in? You know, was...
I was quite happy there, yes. Because the people were nice.
Yes, the people were nice. What about the physical environment? Was that comfortable to work in?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. Do they play music in the factory at all?
Yes, I should think they did. Every factory, I think, plays music.
Was that mainly on the factory floor then?
Yes, I can remember now, actually, saying in the cutting room we had a very old wireless, which we couldn't get very many stations on it. And I can remember going up to put it on and we'd terrible crackling on it and, you know, it wasn't very good.
Right. But you did used to get something out of it. Do you remember what station it was?
No. 1958, I suppose it was.
The Light Rock Service and, or something, was it?
Well, I don't know what it was.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll music, we liked, yes.
What about, was it noisy on the factory floor?
In the sewing room it was noisier than in the kitchen room, obviously, because you had perhaps 20 machines going.
Yes.
Whereas in the kitchen room it was just the one when they were doing the actual cutting.
But there was no protection or hearing protection or anything like that?
No.
And... were people allowed to talk while they were working?
Oh, yes.
It's quite a relaxed atmosphere, isn't it?
Yes.
What about the smokers? Where did they go to? Because there was no canteen. Do you remember if anybody smoked and where they went to smoke?
Probably outside in the break, I should think.
Obviously, they weren't allowed to smoke on the floor, were they?
No. I don't remember many smoking there. So perhaps there were a lot of non-smokers. But they're probably outside, I would say.
Yeah.
Because we did used to go outside, just to have a bit of fresh air, really, on a dinner hour.
Yes. So how many days did you work a week? Was it
five?
And was there any overtime that you could work? That kind of thing.
Probably was if they needed an order to work, you know, quite quickly. But I don't remember doing that. But I probably did.
Right. And were there any shifts?
No, it was just a day shift.
Excuse me. Do you remember what did you make?
Raincoats.
Only raincoats.
Very, very nice raincoats.
And hats
sometimes to match.
Okay, so they were high-end, were they? Yeah. Do you remember where they went to be sold?
No. Because I wasn't involved in that part of it. Once it went out to the sewing room, that was my job then, really. Yeah.
Were there any perks from working in the factory? I mean, could you buy things cheaper?
Used to be able to buy raincoats. material, if they'd finished with one colour, the remnants, you know, would... buy those, and you could buy cottons once the rains weren't finished, because probably you wouldn't need that colour again, you know, because spring and summer were different shades anyway, and winter. Some were fur lined, some were sort of leopard skin lined. They were quite nice wrinkles.
Did you buy anything like that?
I probably did, yes. Can't remember when, but I probably did.
Do you remember if there was any pilfering going on?
No, I think because we could buy the material quite reasonably, no, I don't remember any pilfering. Because I was in this little smaller room, it could have gone on outside in the sewing room,
of course,
which we didn't see.
Yes.
But no, I think the girls that worked in the cutting room were all quite honest.
Yes.
Yeah.
So was it a mix of kind of single women and married women?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. Any women there with children were you aware of?
Yes, they were probably with children. I'm trying to think of the people now, because some of them were, you know, it's about 25, age 25, 30 perhaps. So they were probably about children.
Yeah. But obviously there was no childcare facilities or anything like that. No. So you took a bus to work, and what about any social? Were there any social activities organised by the workers, and did you go to anything like that?
No, I don't remember anything. Because dinner dances were quite popular, weren't they, with firms, but I don't remember any there.
Was that because you were young, do you think, or was it?
Could have been.
Yeah.
Could have been, I don't know. It's funny, memory, I just can't remember.
Yeah.
No, I can't remember ever going to a dinner dance.
What about a Christmas party, anything like that?
No, can't remember a Christmas party.
What about Christmas? What about holidays? Did you have paid bank holidays?
Can't remember, sorry.
What about the holidays?
Yes, I should think they were paid for.
Yes.
Because it was law, wasn't it?
Yes.
At that time.
Just come in, I suppose,
yes,
in the 40s,
I think.
Yeah. And when did the holidays occur? I mean, did the factory shut down, or could you choose when to take your holidays?
No, I think the factory's closed. It was like the miners. You know, when the miners always had the same holidays. And I think a lot of the factories did the same.
Yes.
Because if the wives worked in the factory and the men were in the...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think they did.
So last week of July, beginning of August, that kind of... Yeah, yeah. And so do you remember what you did on your holidays? Do you remember going away somewhere?
Yes, I went to Puscola with my parents, and that's where I met my husband.
Oh, right.
You're only 15.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So did you go for... did you go to stay in Puscola?
Yes, in the caravan with my parents and my younger sister.
Yeah.
And my husband, who was with his parents, and there were a lot of young people that I knew. So we all used to sort of meet up on the beach, you know?
Yes.
And then he asked me, would I go out with him? So I was only 15, 16.
And how old was he?
17. 2 years older than me, 17.
Yeah. Mm. All right. So did you do that more than once? I mean, you know, go on holiday, I mean, or was it just that once?
I think it was the once, because then we were caught in, and we used to go to visit relatives, either his or mine, for our holidays.
Oh,
and
right.
We'd stay with relatives, you know?
I see. So where's your husband from?
From Islip.
Right.
Yeah.
But not from this village here.
No, well, I'm not from Bure either. Well, Convalin I was born, but I lived in Garth.
Right.
And I was grown up.
Right. Did you enjoy working in that factory?
Yes.
Did you find it monotonous or boring at all? Or?
No, not really, no. I found it tiring because, you know, you're on your feet a long time, but at the end of the week you'd be tired.
Yeah, but you were moving around.
Yes.
And talking to people, I presume.
Yes.
So why did you decide to leave then?
The factory closed, I think. I think they must have gone into financial trouble. But I did a job immediately in the shoe factory.
Yes. But how long were you in the first factory?
About a year, I think.
Did you keep in touch with the people in the factory?
I did, because I was bridesmaid to one of the other girls in the cutting room. And so we did keep in touch for a long time. But then everyone seemed to move away, and we've lost touch.
Right.
So I don't know if any of them are still alive now, because they'd be in their 90s, wouldn't they?
They're older than you. Yeah, a bit older than you. So tell me about the shoe factory then. What shoe factory was this?
New Stylo. That was a bigger factory. Not so nice. I wasn't as happy there as I was in the other one. The people were slightly different. And that was standing again all day, and I used to decorate the shoes, you know, put the bows on. And
all right.
So I used a high stapling machine, just stood at all day. and just attach whatever trims were needed on the shoes.
Did you have to go for an interview there?
I think I must have seen it advertised, because they used to do that. I think they used to put it outside on boards.
Right.
And, I don't remember having an interview for that, did I? Well, it just turned up and I sort of said, could I have the job?
Did you have to be trained for that job? Do you remember?
No, one person just showed you and you'd have the order. The same idea came through, which trim went on what, and you just put the trim on and then you went and you didn't see them again, really.
So, was this a bigger factory?
Yes, bigger factory.
Was it a bigger building?
Bigger building, and there was men working there, obviously. They did have a canteen there. I can remember the canteen there. And probably a restroom. And
you said you didn't like it as much as the first factory. Why was that, do you think?
I don't know. People weren't so nice, I didn't think. May have been because there was a lot more people and I was still quite shy at that time.
Yeah.
I can't sense.
So how old were you when you went there?
Well, I must have been 16 when I went there and I was only there about a year again. And then I went into retail and I sold everything.
Okay, I'll ask you a few more things about New Stylo. Was it, do you remember how many people worked there? You said it was much bigger.
No, I don't remember, but there was quite a lot because the room where the shoes were made was quite big because obviously there's a lot of machines in there as well.
Yes. Was it hundreds though, tens or hundreds?
No, it wouldn't have been tens or hundreds, I don't think.
No, I mean, was it tens or was it hundreds? That's what I was asking, sorry.
Hundreds.
Hundreds.
I think, yes.
Yeah. And were you mainly women or was it more like half and half?
Yeah, half and half, I'd say, yes.
Did you find it different working with men there rather than working in an all-female environment?
Well, there again, the trimming room was separate from the actual factory. So we were about 10, I'd say, in the trimming room. So I didn't mix that much. You only saw the men when you went to the canteen or if they were bringing things in or that sort of thing. Didn't mix with them a lot, no.
So were you all women in the trimming room then?
Yes.
Yes. Mm. And, sorry, did you say you had to train to use these machines in the trimming room?
Well, no, the girl, they just, not real training, no. The one that was, there was two, if I remember, there was two of the trimming machines and I was on one and the other lady, she showed me what to do. There was no actual, what I'd call, proper training.
So, do you remember then how much you were paid when you...
No. No. It was probably a bit more because I was older then as well.
Yes.
So,
was it just a basic wage or was it piecework?
I should think it's basic wage.
I didn't ask you that about the first factory because I took it to be a basic wage if you were,
yes, I think
you
it
know,
was
not
basic.
Producing anything.
Yes,
you know,
I think it was the girls outside were probably on piecework.
Oh, I see.
But we were on basic, I think.
Right, right. So were you aware then of people being paid different rates?
No.
No.
Men probably were, but no, I wasn't aware of it. And then again, I was only there about a year.
So what kind of jobs did the men do? Were they on, you know, were they on...
Well, I should be cutting out the leather, stitching, and, I don't know. Like I say, I was isolated, really, in the other room. Didn't even notice, I don't think.
Was this factory, was that unionised? Were you aware of the factory being unionised?
I should think it would have been.
Yeah. You don't remember if you were...
No, no.
Do you think you were probably a member by default, maybe, were you? Or
I might have been, yeah.
You don't remember?
I know, okay. I don't remember.
So, was it the same kind of travelling to work then?
Yes.
Exactly the same as before. Was it the same start time?
Yes, probably.
Yeah. Did you have to clock in and clock out again?
Yeah.
What about hours in the factory? Were they different?
No, I think they were the same. I think they were the same, more or less, in all the factories. Because that then... because of the buses, they probably would have been the same time.
Yeah. Were the brakes the same?
Yes.
But you said it had a canteen.
It had a canteen, yes.
So did you eat in the canteen?
I probably did sometimes. I probably took sandwiches other times.
Do you remember anything about the food?
No.
Do you think it was it subsidised, the canteen?
Oh, I should think it would have been, yes.
Yeah. So the facilities then were a lot better, were they, in this factory?
They had more toilet facilities and things like that, I think, than the other one, but because of the size, probably.
Yeah, yes. What about lighting and heating?
Yes, I found that all right.
Yeah. Mm. Tell me about these factories on the Bridge End Estate. Were they fairly kind of modern? Okay, I'll ask that again. Tell me about the factories on the Bridge End Estate. Were they, you know, when you went to work there, now we're talking about the end of the 50s, were they fairly modern? Did they feel modern?
Yes, yes.
When were they built, do you know?
My thing is, after the war, wasn't it, 43, they would have been... Newish, I should think.
Yes.
And then they just kept building more and more. Because it's quite a big estate.
Mm. So what about that factory then? How did it feel to be in there? Was it fairly, can you describe the factory to me?
Well, our room was quite friendly, which is, I can remember it being quite big. Big and open, but I'm trying to think what it was like. Basically, I only just went through every so often. I might have been sent out perhaps to get shoes and bring them in on a trolley. I can't remember. It's like as if I'm trying to forget it.
Was it a kind of clean environment, or
was
it kept quite clean?
Mm, yes.
So was it a pleasant environment?
Yes, it was pleasant as it can be.
Yes, that's... Well,
I know.
Yeah, obviously. Mm. Yeah. Now, you're a little bit older. Were there any social activities organised by the workers? Did you participate?
No, I don't remember anything.
No Christmas parties?
No. I'd met my husband by then, hadn't I? So,
yes.
And he wasn't one for socialising a lot either. So no, I don't remember going to any Christmas parties.
Right. And were the holidays the same as you'd experienced before?
I would have thought so.
Yes. So there wasn't a lot of difference then, except for the size and...
Yes.
Would you say it was a different type of people who worked there, or was
yes,
it?
Yes, I think they were. Sounds snobby to say this, but they sounded a bit rough. You know, right. Their attitude then was slightly different. I think might have been because there was men working there as well. It's different when you work with all women and when you work with men.
Right. I was going to ask you, why do you think that was? Were they from a different area?
Could have been.
So you weren't as happy there,
no,
I take it?
No.
What about the employers in these two places? Do you think they were good employers?
Yes, I don't actually remember much of the employers, probably. We didn't see them very often. The manager was there, but I don't remember if it was a woman or a man. I don't remember much about that at all.
Mm. But it was a kind of, the both places sort of worked quite well, did they?
Yes.
They sort of ticked over quite well. Mm. And were people fairly happy in both places?
I think so, yes.
Do you remember any disputes or something in New Stylo?
No.
Just got on with it. So, how did you feel about working in that factory, you know, job satisfaction now? Did you enjoy it?
I quite liked the job I was doing, yeah.
Did you prefer that to the other one?
No.
The other job?
No.
No. Right.
I don't think I would have left the other one if it hadn't closed.
Right. Right. Why did you prefer the other one? Was it just because of
the people?
The people,
yes.
Not the kind of the job so much.
No.
The
no,
people.
No.
Yeah. So, did you make friends in this new factory?
Yes, but they didn't live in my stig. Not many lived in my stig, so they were again Nantymoel valleys, you know.
Ah, right.
So no, we didn't keep in contact.
Were there lots of valleys people in both factories?
Yes.
Right. Right. So it was a geographical thing then that you didn't.
Yes.
So how long were you there for?
About a year.
About a year.
Mm.
Okay. So now then, you said you went into retail. Did you ever work in another factory?
In Revlon, when I was married with the children, and I did the 10 to 2 shift.
Okay.
Which suited me because I could take the children to school and then pick them up.
Can we talk about Revlon then?
You can.
So when did you go and work in Revlon?
Stephen is about 4, so it was 44 years ago. I was about 26, I think.
You were 26,
So
that would be end of the 60s then? Am I right?
Yeah, yes. Stephen was, Anne was born 62, 63. Yeah. And she was about 7 then. Yes, late 60s, yes.
So you had 2 small children then? Were they both in school then?
Yes.
Right. Is that why you went back to work?
Well, yes, because I could do the 10 to 2 shift.
Yes.
And my husband worked 9 to 5 anyway, so
right.
It was all right, yeah.
Yeah.
I only did it for a short time. We were renovating our house, so we just wanted some extra money
to renovate the house. Oh, yeah. So, where were you going from then to Revlon? Where did you have to travel from?
I just walked. I was in walking distance.
Oh, right, so yes, no buses, nothing.
No, about a quarter an hour's walk.
So when did you start in the morning?
No, 10 o'clock till 2 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, you said, sorry. 10 till 2.
10 till 2.
So it was a
it was a mother's shift, really.
A mother's shift, yes. Were there many of you doing that?
Yes, there was quite a few people doing that.
Yeah. So did you have to go for an interview in Revlon?
I should think I did. Yes, but they didn't do it in those days. You didn't have forms to fill in like today, and you know, it's just asked you details, and that was it. If they if they thought you could do the job, they just give you the job.
Yes, yes. So did you have to train to do anything in Revlon?
No, because you were doing different things every day. They'd say you were on a line.
Yes.
And I didn't like it then.
Yeah.
It's an American-owned Revlon, and I wouldn't say they were a good company, and the work was very fast. It was really, you know, you had to be, and boring jobs.
Right.
No, I wasn't. I don't think I could have done that for long, because it was just a way of means of getting some money to do the house, and that was it.
What did Revlon produce at the time?
Perfume, soap, talcum powder, lipsticks, nail varnish, all cosmetics, really.
Were you mainly on the line then?
Yes, I was on the line all the time.
But used to do different jobs?
Yeah.
Were they all boring jobs?
Yes, I can remember one particular. These bottles would come down, and I'd have to put a top on it and hit it with a mallet all day. And that was, and if you wanted to go use the toilet, you had to put your hand up, leave the line, and then they'd bring somebody else to go on the line, because the line was non-stop protection. No, I didn't like it there.
No. Do you remember how much you were paid when you
No.
No. Was it? Do you remember if it was okay money, though? I mean, you know.
Probably, because, yes, it suited me, because the hours suited me, so yeah, yeah. I just did it. But no, I can't remember how much I got paid.
What about the other women who worked there? Did you get on with them?
Yes, I knew quite a lot of them, because a lot of people from my state worked in Revlon. Some came from the valleys further up, you know, like Cymru, Green Corog and those places. But no, they were all right. There's one or two who were quite, I don't know. They used to talk a lot about sexual things, you know. They were older.
Yeah.
I didn't like that.
No.
So I didn't think it was appropriate.
Mm.
But that's just part of the life.
Were there men working there as well?
Yeah, it's been men. I don't think men were on the lines at all. They were mixing the cosmetics in the other rooms and bringing things in and out, loading. I don't think they did much in the way of on the line.
Was there any kind of harassment going on? I mean, either way now, the women harassing the men as well. Were you aware of anything like that?
No, I wasn't aware of that, no.
No. So would you say it was a kind of different crowd again, was it?
Yes.
Yeah. What about the work then? Was it dangerous at all?
I suppose it could have been, depending on what you were doing. But sometimes you'd just be making boxes up or packing things in boxes and things like that. It's... The one that sticks in my mind is the one with the...
Tops, yeah. Mm. Did you have to work with chemicals and things at all, though?
No, that was all done in separate rooms.
Right, okay. And what about heat, you know, hot stuff and cold stuff?
No, I don't remember.
No.
I haven't been any of that.
So you weren't aware there was anything dangerous going on then?
No.
What about, was it Revlon, was it, was Revlon unionised?
Oh, yes, I should think so. Because they employed a lot of people. I don't know how many people were employed there, but... Oh, I'd say 400-500, perhaps.
Right. Big then.
It was big, yes.
Do you remember any disputes there, that kind of thing?
No.
So how do people feel about the conditions there, then? Were the conditions there...
Well, lots of people loved it. They worked there for years and years and years. I think it depends on you and what job you were doing.
Right.
Oh.
Was that because they were doing more skilled work, maybe? Was it that, or, you know?
Well, I don't think it was any skilled, really. It was made in another part. It was packed in another part, and then we... box the finished product up, really, and put the finishing touches on.
Yes.
So I didn't do any of that work. They had a lipstick room and a nail varnish room and a face powder room. So I don't think I ever went into those rooms.
Were you aware of other people feeling like you, that they were a bit unhappy with the work, you know, or did you feel kind of...
No, it was just general comments, you know, I'd be glad to get home type of thing. I'm fed up of doing this job.
Yes.
And I think they used to give us the job nobody else wanted to do.
Oh, because you were...
Because 10 to 2, we were yes. sort of... We weren't regular, what I class yeah. regular.
Do you think there was a kind of hierarchy in there of people who'd worked there a long time?
Oh, yes,
a kind of
yes.
gang system going
yes,
on, was
yes,
there?
Yeah.
And you weren't part of that, really?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Did you feel very much on the outside then?
No, because I knew a lot of people there.
Yes.
And my aunt worked there, but I don't remember ever working with my aunt. And my cousin worked in the office there. But no.
What about the facilities there then? First of all, the conditions. Was it well lit? Was it yes. well heated, hot yes. or cold, or what?
Yeah. Well, all factories, I think, have got to be at a certain temperature. And depending on what they make, I suppose, it affects production, doesn't it, I would have thought. But no, it was all right, yeah.
Yes.
Mm. And because I was only tended to, I didn't use the canteen as such.
Of course,
because
yes.
I don't think we had a break, if I can remember. We worked 10 till 2.
That's when I hard say, going.
If you needed to go to the toilet, you had to put your hand up.
Oh, dear. I mean, that's hard going, isn't it?
It is hard going, yes. Yeah.
You said, can you just describe the factory to me? Was it a new factory? Was it an old factory? What was it like in there?
I think they must have been pretty new because they were built after the war. You know, Louis Edwards, there was Louis Edwards, Revlon, and Silent Channel, which made parts for cars.
Oh, right.
And tyres.
Was that called the rubber factory, Silent Channel?
It might have been, and then they changed it. I can't remember what it was called originally. They were all together.
Right.
In a row.
Silent Channel.
Silent Channel, mm. I don't know where they get these names from.
Yeah.
Yes, no, I didn't work there.
So, what was it like walking in on the first day to Revlon, which was like a huge factory, and I know you were older, so I imagine a bit more confident.
Yes.
You knew lots of people there.
I knew lots of people there.
So that, yeah.
And I don't really remember much about it. You just went, did the job from home.
Yes. So it was a stopgap
yes,
for you.
Yes. Yes.
Mm. And how long did you have to work there for?
Well, they used to take you on and then they'd put you off. I think it was when they had a glut of orders, perhaps, that they needed to get out. So they put this 10 to 2 shift on and then they... So you
they laid
back.
You off then.
Yes. Mm.
And then they take you back on.
Take you back on.
Were you happy with that kind of...
Yes, it suited me at the time.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
I couldn't work because my son is epileptic and we now know he's got Asperger's. But right. So I never worked as such when they were small.
Right.
Apart from that, 10 till 2.
Right, I see. Was he in school then, were you?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So I didn't work really, probably until they were much older.
Did you have to wear a uniform in Revlon?
In Revlon, yes. I think it was white.
Yeah.
Just a white overall, you know, the sleeves.
Yes. And did they provide you with that?
Yes.
Yes.
And I think we used to wear turbans. Something on the head, anyway. The turbans.
was it cotton or nylon or what?
Nylon, I think.
Mm. Yeah. You don't remember then? You don't remember if there were any accidents there while you were there, that kind of thing?
No.
No. What about the relationship between the men and the women in Revlon? Was that okay?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, I asked you that, didn't I? Yeah, yeah. How did your husband, you know, after you got married, how did your husband feel about you working? Was he supportive? Was he all right about it? Or?
I married 3 months and I got pregnant with the first one.
Right.
So, of course, I finished work then when I was about 6 months, I think. And I didn't work then.
Yes, of course not.
Up until the Revlon. Yes. I was married at 19 and my first one at 20.
Yes.
So I was more or less 5 years that I didn't work at all.
Right. But when you went back, he was okay about that?
Yes, he was fine.
Yeah. Do you remember holidays? Did you have holidays when you were there? I know you were on this kind of...
holidays. That was minus.
Yeah. And were you paid for that because you were on and off?
No, I don't think so. It was like a temporary contract.
So... Right. Did you join in the social life at Revlon?
I don't remember having anything, no.
Was it a social club there? Do you remember?
I think there was a social club in Revlon,
yes.
I think they used to have dinner and dances and that, but I only worked a few hours, so I wasn't...
And you were married and you had kids, yes, and you wanted to go home.
Yes.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So, was that the last factory you ever worked in?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you keep in touch with any people from Revlon?
No, I mean, I see people in town and if I'm shopping that yes. I know. Yes. I know them apart from being in Revlon. You know?
Yes.
And if you've worked in town in shops,
yes.
you know everybody.
Oh, yes. And you did that, of course,
yes,
for a long
time.
Yes, I did
that.
Yeah. So how do you feel now about the years you spent, you know, the time you spent working in factories?
Well, I just look back on it and say, you know, it's a different part of my life. Yeah, so no regrets, really, of working there. It wasn't what I really wanted to do. If I had my time over, I would have gone into horticulture.
Would you? Mm. Or would you have trained? Would you
yes,
have trained
I think
up
so.
In college? Oh,
mm.
That would have been.
Because that is my love, you know. Yeah. And I quite like doing craft as well. I would have gone in for probably something different. There we are.
Landscape gardener.
Mm.
Yeah. Lovely.
Something like that.
Well, thank you very much.
That's okay. Thank you.